Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Honeymoon, here we come! Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Let's do it. Texans, Seahawks, tonight, 9 p.m. Central Time, God's Time, in fact, on ESPN, and of course, on your home of the Houston Texans, Sports Radio 610. 6 p.m. is when you'll hear Texans Countdown start with Sean and Seth, and if you are so enthused after a victory, or if you really want to, you know, hear it out and get it out after a possible loss, which I'm not going to speak into the ether. You hang out after that, I believe, well into the night with
you got that Sean overnight Quint. Shift. Let's
me,
go.
Me? Oh, I was like, you. I was like, yeah. I will not have that overnight shift. I want to make sure I'm fresh for our show tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But what are the things that are going to make sure that that's going to be a fun post game show for Sean and Clint? Texas win because Texans lose because. What's going to make that be the case? What are the matchups that you're watching that are going to matter the most, John Lopez? I think there's a lot to talk about. We've talked about it for a long time. We mentioned it. 15 days between games.
Only feels like a month.
And I feel like Texans win because they take advantage of those 15 days, that they did a good amount of pre-scouting, they did a good amount of self-scouting, and that they come out with a game plan that is really and truly attuned to the defense that they're playing against.
I agree. I think there are a couple of aspects within that are very important. I'll just kind of go out right off the top of my head, no particular order. Woody Marks, how are you going to use him now that he's had some time to get into the offense and shown some things on the field? You have some time to maybe game plan some more things with Woody Marks. I think that's the first thing. Next. And I think it's equally as a lot of these are on offense now, and you need the 2 weeks.
I actually have a couple of defense ones for you.
You
so
do?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another one for me is clearly we've talked about it, and I think, you know, how real is this play calling and adjustments from C.J. Stroud at the line of scrimmage against a defense of that level? And then the third one offensively to me, you can almost separate this as a win because, lose because. And that's Tay Ursary and Jake Andrews. I think those two potential marks, if you will, for the Seahawks defense are because of the strength of their, you know, Murphy in the middle and some of the edge rushing that they can do. I think those two guys are going
to
be big.
Yeah, without question. Yeah. Texans lose because they're not able to pick up the stunts.
Yeah.
Or they're not able to surmise the simulated pressure that the.
Or they win because they do.
I mean, yeah. I think that gives you a foundation. I think even if you're able to pick those things up, this offense is still going to need to prove some things on a bigger. But that is definitely you will lose the football game if you cannot protect. That's one of the things that's very evident. Because look, this Texans offense, even as they've looked better in those last couple of weeks, overall, I still don't know where they stand amongst offenses in this league.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I do know where they stand when that pressure starts coming. You're going to be DFL, baby.
Yeah.
And so it starts with can you pick these up? That's going to matter to a great degree. And so Tay has a challenge in and of himself because, you know, stunts have gotten him. Those twists have gotten him at early points. The interior of the offensive line, just in general. We know that you guys physically don't necessarily match up with the size that is on the interior to the defensive line for the Seahawks. But also, that's historically been an issue point. I think another one that comes in, I mean, or tied into that, somebody said from the 832, Texans win because CJ has more time to throw. That's going to matter a lot, and especially because if you can find the spaces in the zone, like Dalton Schultz typically finds, like Nico Collins is capable of. I promised you stats, though, didn't I?
You sure did.
On the show off air. And I heard this incredible stat. Shout out to Derek Klassen of The Athletic who put this out here. Texans win because they're able to force the game script, right? If they're able to get this to a place where Sam Darnold is in clear passing situations, Texans win this football game. Why do I say that? Derek, again, courtesy of Derek Klassen, fantastic. And he saw this on True Media. Sam Darnold, and True Media has a statistic that is a probability of dropback, right? So the idea is looking at a play, at the situation, what's the probability that a team decides to drop back and pass in this circumstance? On Darnold on plays with that statistic, when plays that have a probability of dropback that are less than 70, right? So maybe a little bit closer to half. Or where you're just going to throw the football, or run the football. 0.56 EPA per dropback. Right. So in things that are not like absolutely clear.
Yeah.
He is by far the best in the league at efficiency on the plays where is it a pass? Are you sure? Plays that are greater than 70%, plays where it's very obvious this is a passing down. He is 20th to 32. Not atrocious.
Yeah.
But it ain't good.
Yeah.
And so if you can get him into clear passing downs, if you can force them into clear situations where they need to throw the football, he has not been the best in the league. He's actually been there in that bottom, like near the bottom third of the league as a passer. And so you need to be able to force those. Like you need to be stout on first and second down. In fact, if you can get upfield with this defensive line, which we know this defensive line is capable of, force them into third and longs. Force them into even second and longs or kind of close to those circumstances. You can give yourself opportunities to maybe take the
which
football
they have
away.
Not, they have not been a great running team.
Or get off the field, 100%. You know,
so they haven't been a great running team, so you're going to have some opportunities. What's the other defensive one you have? Because
The other defensive one is, I'll give you the statistic as well. Seattle has 13.1 yards per play on throws against a base defense.
Okay.
And some of the reasons why is they've been able to force teams into base defense. We talked about this
because earlier. Of the first thing you said.
Not even just that. There's that. They play action well, but they do that. They do a lot of 12 personnel. Yeah. They are one of the best, if not the best team in the league at coming out in 12 personnel, putting those tight ends in, condensed formations, and teams go, we need bigger bodies in order to stop, you know, what's happening here with this condensed formation. So you throw out base defense, three linebackers, and now they take you deep.
Yeah.
This team loves taking teams deep. As evidence, 13.1 yards per play. You go, Reggie, what does that mean? League average, 6.9 yards per play down on throws.
So just double.
Versus base defense. Like, it is literally double the yards per play versus base. So I don't know how far I want to take this, or is this just – I think this is why earlier on in the week – or last week I said a key player in this is going to be Jalen Petrie.
Yeah.
Jalen Petrie on the field, being able to be in that place where he can come downfield and make those tackles – I think that that's going to be vital. Can you have that physicality that you typically have to the point where you play like a linebacker when they get condensed?
Yeah.
So that when they decide to play, get condensed, but they're like, hey, we think we've got you by being able to throw over top of you. Jalen Petrie can hopefully have that size and speed advantage to say, no, you're not going to get that thing that you typically want to get facing off against the linebacker.
And there are some other big factors that tie in with that, not just, you know, defensively in terms of those numbers and what they're doing in down and distance. But let's simplify it here. I mean, Jackson Smith and Jigba. I mean, I think they're going to travel Derek Stingley. I would suspect that they traveled Derek Stingley with him.
You think so?
I do.
Can you give me Matt Burke, the one that I was talking about here? Because Matt Burke was kind of talking about this. And some of the stuff that he was saying when he was kind of talking about this made me go, do they travel him? This is Matt Burke talking about the defense and all the, talking about the Seattle Seahawks offense and the kind of talent that they have there.
Obviously, they've got like a lot of good skill players. You know, they got a a couple good backs. You know, obviously Cooper's there. 15 can roll. The tight ends are good players. You know what I mean? So they've got some other weapons that obviously when he's having such a good season and playing really well and is a focus of their offense and, you know, too much attention there obviously opens up some space for other people. So, again, you know, we obviously have to account for him and where he's going to be and how he's playing, how they're utilizing him. But also at the end of the day, we've got to play defense, and we're not going to go put six guys on him and not cover anybody else. So, you know, every week we see good players and have good challenges of how we're going to stop different types of players. And this is another one for us. So hopefully we can handle that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
See, I heard that exactly different from you.
Okay.
Because
Tell me, Matt Burt, whisperer. Yeah, please tell me.
Well, you heard that as we can't spend too much time covering, you know, sure, worrying about him, because then they have other weapons. The way I heard it is, you know, one way to not spend too many resources, you know, one way to not spend too many resources on Jackson Smith and Jigba? Derek Stingley. Put him on there. Maybe the safety doesn't cheat as much or doesn't have to cheat as much. You don't have to have so much, you know, under and over coverage or whatever it may be. You won't need it. So I knew exactly what you were talking about, but I heard it as like, yeah, we'll just put him there.
No, it's quite possible. But I was just like, it gave me a second of pause, whereas I had previously come into here, you know, before I heard Matt Burt on, what was that, a Friday?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, they're probably going to just put Derek Stingley. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I heard that and I go, could it be possible that when they talk about not allocating so much of their resources over there that, and also it wasn't just allocating resources, but he said basically we're gonna go play football, which to me sounds like we're gonna do what we typically do, which would not necessarily be traveling Derek Stingley. It'll be interesting to see, and again, I'm actually with you. I lean towards they probably traveled Derek Stingley, but that did make me stop and think.
Sure Absolutely. Another thing offensively that we've alluded to a couple times here last week and today, Nico, I mean, whether you force feed him, whether it's a read at the line of scrimmage, or it's just Nico exploiting the zone coverage, Nico Collins is to me offensively about as important as anybody out there, if not more so. So Nico, we can't have the four, you know, five or six targets and three or four catches. It's got to be an impact performance.
Yeah, I think
it's got to be.
That would be, especially because, like, mm-hmm. when you talk about attacking that zone, especially middle inbreaker, he's so great at inbreakers.
And that's his strength.
Right? Yeah. If you can manage to get him, especially if you can get him in that sweet spot behind the linebackers in front of the safeties, allow mm-hmm. him to get some of those balls there, that could be really cool. I think Texans win if they can run the football, like, at all.
Yeah.
If you can run the football at all, you can kind of force that defense into tough spaces. But that's a real tough challenge. With the interior of that defensive line, pushing the pocket, especially where you typically, at least where historically early on in the season, it's felt like they'd wanted to run the football.
Mm-hmm.
Can this team
How?
Adjust? Can this team adjust to maybe yeah. being more of an outside type run team? Like, are they mm-hmm. going to take some of those? Or are they going to do some other curious things, like maybe getting the ball out in space with some screens, things of that nature? Things that then just create some dissonance for the defense and not allow them to create as much havoc, especially trying to stay ahead of the chains. Like, staying on task in this one is going to be even more important than any other circumstance, I think.
Do you think this is not necessarily a win because or lose because, but do you think we're going to see something somewhat drastically different offensively? Like, as in, Woody Marks with an appreciably more number of touches, or Jalen Noel, now that Christian Kirk is injured and out, appreciably more, time on the field, anything like that?
I don't know. I would probably not. Honestly, mm-hmm. like, it feels like they're building upon what they've done, and mm-hmm. I don't know that, like, appreciably different is something that I would expect them to switch on. But if there was a week to do it, 15 days of preparation time,
yeah,
a team that puts particular pressure on things that you like doing, this would be the week to do that. And with the supposed emphasis on being a game plan, I just feel like the path of least resistance is probably doing more of what you've seen and just having tweaks, as opposed to, as you mentioned, the words that you used, appreciably different.
I would tend to agree with you simply because the head coach has his philosophy, and we know what it is. Let's run the ball. Let's be safe. Let's not make mistakes. Get to the line of scrimmage on time, and let's worry about the defense taking care of the rest. So I would tend to lean with you, but it will be interesting, because if you don't get that from Jalen Noel or Woody Marks or whomever you might think, they might not be as big a part as we thought they were going to be.
From the 3-4-6, Texans win because the stadium gets filled with tears because Toronto put a whooping on Seattle. Like, how much weight do you actually put on the idea that, especially Toronto, when they've gotten out in these games, they've gotten out early.
And 7-0, whatever it is.
It's been 3-4 runs in the first few innings where mm-hmm. you go, oh, okay, this game is something.
Yeah.
Now, not that the Mariners can't try and claw their way back, as they seemingly have, at least to some degree, in each of these games. But it's rarely like, oh, well, the Jays have a 1-0 lead. Mm-hmm. They usually put a couple on the board at a time. Could it be that they get out early enough in this game where it's like,
suck the life out of the place?
Yeah, is it possible?
It is possible. I've mentioned it several times. And if you don't think so, just go back to when the Astros were in the World Series and the Texans were playing the Eagles the same night as whatever number game that was. It's a very strange vibe in that stadium. And it will be the same today in Seattle, because your attention is diverted,
Yeah, yeah. Any other things? Like, I think Texans win because Dalton's able to just feast in the middle of this field, especially if he can get to the place where it looked kind of like the Ravens game, which might be asking for a lot, but get the ball, but also put your foot in the ground and, fall forward, mm-hmm. get additional yards, as opposed to just kind of sitting down, picking up the 6 or 7 that are there. But if you could turn that into like 10 to 15 because you're able to get upfield, that would be a real fun thing.
Well, I think that's Dalton Schultz for sure is a big factor. He's probably going to be the number 2 target. He's number 2, and he's right behind Nico Collins in receptions. So he's had a really good season. I'm going to be very interested to see, how they line up, to run the ball. We've seen maybe the 12 personnel from the Texans' perspective to be able to get you some more, Blake Fisher relining up a tight end, those types of things, how they attack with the run game. I think it's going to be the Nick Chubb and Woody Marks dynamic is very interesting to me, and what they're doing up front against them.
Yeah, I mean, that one's going to be back to the obvious 8-3-2. Houston Texans lose because CJ is getting up off the ground 25 times.
Of course, that's
a lot of times.
Yeah,
if he's that any team,
that's
if
a lot of times.
Quarterback hitting the ground 25 times, then you're not just losing; you're getting pummeled into the crust of the earth. But the point is well taken, right? Mm-hmm. Especially if those guys in the middle can't give him time
or he has bodies and hands in his face, mm-hmm. that's going to make it a lot more difficult for CJ to, you know, be on time with his passes. It seems like he's been this season. He's been a lot better at just hitting the top of his drop and getting that ball where it needs to go. That really throws a wrench in all the timing and the things that they're seemingly doing. That would make it really, really tough. And then this system does not seem like it's built for CJ to have to be doing all this, you know, playground making plays. Even though I know he's capable of it, that'd be really tough, especially because he can't step up and just go pick up yards.
Yeah.
That's the middle. Now he's having to roll out and things of that nature. And maybe coming back to one of the superpowers that this Seattle Seahawks offense seems to have, right? The play action.
Mm.
The Texans win because the linebacking core in particular, but the defense in general, finds the right balance of belief and not belief
yeah.
in the run.
Yeah.
Because I think as much as I could say they don't bite on the run fake, I also don't want them to be in a place where they're just like, yo, we're sitting back and allow mm-hmm. a running game that has not been all that fruitful but has good guys,
yeah.
like Zach Charbonnet, and, of course, more importantly, Kenneth Walker, to then get going. Mm-hmm. Like, I would be absolutely sick if tomorrow I'm sitting here and having to talk about the fact that the Seattle Seahawks, who have not been all that good at running the football, beat you because they run the football.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be problematic.
Yeah. So, keep texting those in. We might circle back around to some more of those. Of course, big-time game tonight. Season defining, I think we've said, in this game versus the Seahawks at 9. You'll hear that here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, typically the time where we turn things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. Figgy's off today because he's a smarter man than I. And so coming up next, I will handle the mixtape. Let's do a little bit of hot mic. These are some of the sounds from the weekend in football. We'll do that next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.